Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into the third and final hour of this global transmission on this Friday. Do the show 11 to 2 during the day, Central, back from 9 to midnight. Central. Bob Chapman, has degrees in economics. He's done incredible forecasts of what's going to happen in the markets, made the federal government very mad at him, exposed their suppression of the gold market, done a lot of great work, also was in Army intelligence. And I respect his opinion. Now, we haven't had him on in 4 or 5 months, so I wanted to get Bob back up on the show. We'll also get to your calls early in this interview. Wanted to get him up to talk about the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, his take on that, what he sees happening with the Madrid bombings with government fingerprints all over it, what's going on with the economy. And Bob, good to have you on the show.
It's very nice being back again.
What do you think of, let's just get into, since we just talked about 9/11, the fraud, the lies there, what clearly happened there, the police state that's being set up, this whitewash commission with all these business connections and to the Bush administration, your take on that?
Well, it's another whitewash, just like the commission on the Kennedy assassination. And as you say, the people who are involved in the commission are Council on Foreign Relations stalwarts, if you may, part of the elitists. And nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to come out. And that's the end of that. And we know who did it, which is, the Bush and the neocons, that is 9/11. And we just have to keep on hammering away at them. And as far as Madrid is concerned, in my latest issue, which came out yesterday, I said that I thought it was a black ops operation. It was too well run for a group of itinerant Moroccans to have executed that in that fashion.
Well, I want to go over some of that a little bit later in the shower in 10 or 15 minutes or so, but first off, the economy, the plunging dollar, what's happening with Bush saying that exporting more jobs is good, it's going to get 7 times worse, they're saying, Congressional Budget Office. Your take on that?
Well, first of all, outsourcing of individual jobs and outsourcing of companies, mainly manufacturing heretofore, is an absolute disaster for the United States, and it continues to expedite every single day. And it's like in the war, the guy next to you is the one that's going to get shot, not you. Well, let me tell you something. If we continue to allow this outsourcing and we continue to allow free trade and globalization, we will be a second or third rate country within the next 3 or 4 or 5 years. And if we allow, in addition to that, the continuation of massive illegal immigration, that's going to add to it and has, particularly at the lower end.
Yeah, because now we're not just losing the high-tech jobs or the factory jobs. Now it's the cheeseburger jobs.
It's everything's going. And Americans just don't understand what's being done to them. And every politician in Washington knows, and the 15% who are decent don't have a voice, and the rest of them all vote together as a group. And so we don't have any representation to any great extent in Washington. Nobody wants to stop what's going on because they're all getting paid one way or the other. Except, just a few.
Well, that's what's happening, and I want to go over some of the details of it and what it'll be like living in a third world police state, but I'm sure you saw Bush a month ago, his economic commission tried to claim that hamburger fast food jobs should be durable good
manufacturing.
Jobs considered manufacturing.
Well, they figure, the Goebbels theory, you keep on telling a lie long enough, and if it's big enough and unbelievable enough, they'll believe it. And obviously, half the population in the United States, more or less, believes it. Just like they believe in this make-believe war that they're having over there. In my publication, The International Forecaster, I said 4 years ago that...
Tell us what you said 4 years ago when we get back, Bob. Honored to have you. Stay with us, folks.
Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In surviving a bioterrorist attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I'm talking to Bob Chapman, economist, also was in military intelligence. Had a lot of predictions, a lot of really important information. And, Bob, you were making a point before we hit the last break.
About 4 years ago, when I told everybody to get out of the stock market right at the top, I also told them that to go into the gold and silver area and buy the shares and the coins and the bullion. And I also said that in order to cover up the coming crash in the American economy and the world economy, that they would have to have perpetual wars for perpetual peace. And I told them that the war would be in the Middle East. I also projected the infamous 9/11 about 9 months before it happened, although I didn't know where it was going to happen. And so I've got a pretty good handle on what these people are doing. The reason they went into the Middle East was not only to cover the economic conditions which have been going on since then, but also they wanted the oil and they wanted the geopolitical position, the entire area also outflanking Russia on their southeastern flank.
And their own PNAC documents say that. It's not like we're, you know, they point at Paul O'Neill and others that have gone public that day one they plan to invade Iraq and Energy Commission maps of the oil. They go, oh, well, he's just angry because he got fired. We have the PNAC documents. Forget what O'Neill's saying.
That's right.
So
this is all part of the syndrome that leads us into the fulcrum that we're in.
Well, we have a mass looting, $1.2 trillion missing from the Pentagon, $45 trillion debt, that's Dallas Morning News, all this stuff going on, and they're just robbing and looting and no bids allowed in Iraq, and just, I mean, this is full-scale criminality.
Absolutely, and they continue to do it, and Congress does nothing, because, and then you have the markets. Every single day, the Plunge Protection Team, which is the working group in financial markets, which is run by the president of Mr. Greenspan, the head of the New York Fed, the head of the SEC, the CFTC, and the U.S. Treasury Department. And they have their people 24 hours a day rigging, not only in the New York Stock Exchange, but in the gold and silver markets and in the currency markets in particular.
Well, admitted, but you tell the average even economist this, they don't know it.
Well, they don't want to know it. And it's the same with the public. They keep on pouring money into the 401k so that they can retire. There ain't going to be anything there because this market is going down. And it'll happen next year, maybe even sooner. And what it does, it's not going to stop at 72.63. It's going down to 4 or 5 or 3,000. And that means that the people who have saved in those vehicles for retirement, the money's not going to be there, and the pension funds are going to be insolvent.
Now, Bush comes out and says hamburger jobs are manufacturing, exporting jobs is good, is commissioning. I mean, how are the yuppies still buying all of this?
They still go on their merry way and say debt is great. I mean, that's their total take on the thing.
4 years ago, Bob, the summit there in Switzerland, the World Economic Forum, they said, we're going to plunge the dollar, we're going to bring up the euro, then we're going to use that as pressure to make America go to a Pan-American Union. I mean, they're gearing this thing up. Why does the elite want to get rid of the middle class? What's the big plan? What will life be like in 10 years if they succeed?
They want a world government, and they want a world government where everybody will be subservient. The United States has been and could continue to be the number one nation in the world. Why? Because of our industriousness and technology, etc. And this is a deliberate attempt by the elitists throughout the world, and particularly in the United States, to bring down the American economy. This depression that we're going into, these jobs leaving the country, these illegal aliens continue to come over the border every day, this didn't happen by chance, it's by plan. As you pointed out, they want to pass FTAA by January of next year. Once they do that, they'll have one union all the way from the tip of the North Pole to Tierra del Fuego. And they want to have a world government unit for North, South, Central America, and Mexico. The same thing has already been done in Europe. And after they have units like that all over the world, they will amalgamate into their world government. And at the same time, the United States, they hope, will be so fundamentally, financially on their back that they won't do anything about it. I'm talking about the American people.
They know that poor serfs, it's harder for them to resist.
There's only one fly in the ointment for the conspiracy that's doing this, and that is, number one, they haven't got the weapons away from the American public. And as long as they're there, they can't take the country over. And they know there's people like you and I out there who are telling people the truth, and those who are listening are going to hide what they have and use them if they have to.
Absolutely, and they're trying to brainwash our police. They're telling us secret arrest is good. The Pentagon's putting on a fake newscast. I mean, it is Orwellian to the max.
Absolutely.
And from your military intelligence training and study, I mean, do you think the troops will go along with this, or will they need a terror event during the deepening depression as a way to unify us behind the plastic Chinese flag?
Well, two things. Number one, I expect that if Mr. Bush feels that he's not going to be reelected, there will be terrorist events in the United States which will be done by his and the neocons' black op teams. That's number one. I picked out five major cities with heavy Jewish populations. New York, Miami, Chicago, San Francisco, and Los Angeles are all potential victims.
Oh, you think they'll kill a bunch of Jews?
Well, they'll kill a bunch of people. They might even use small nuclear devices.
And then say it was the Arabs. And then say it was Arabs targeting Jews.
Exactly. And we'll have plenty of Arabs who they'll put up front to take the blame for it, supposedly. And that's where I think that is headed. And a precursor to that was what they just did in Spain when he had backfired on them. And the Spanish...
Now let's spend a few minutes on Spain. It's in your new issue. We'll tell folks how to get a free sample copy of it here in a few minutes. But these are incredible information that Bob puts together. Bob, break it down for us. What happened in Madrid?
Well, everybody has seen the reports of the bombings. The question is, and the important question is, how did these people get a hold of what they had, number one, under the circumstances, and number two...
And now it's Spanish military explosives, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. And the timing involved. The timing was absolutely perfect. It was the same way 9/11 was done. This was done by ultra-professionals, not a group of terrorist militants. It's impossible. I mean, these people who did this spent their whole life training to do this.
Then they tried to blame Basque. Literal goat herders from the mountains, when the Basque have never done anything, a tenth this big. And then they had to admit it wasn't the Basque, and it's Al Qaeda. Turns out the Al Qaeda group they talked about doesn't exist, but is some weird CIA front group.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know it's a put up job, and that's the bottom line, and that's the important thing. And if I am right, and it's a precursor to something in the United States, then we get some real problems. I think that the people who are running George Bush, I do not think they want him to run for president, nor do I think they want him to win. And I think he's made such a mess out of this, he's lost such credibility among the people.
That they may put his cousin John Forbes Kerry in.
That's right. Or if he doesn't want to go peacefully, I think there could be an assassination. If you don't get out of the way, they get rid of you.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen because Bush is just a puppet.
That's right, but that's not the point. They don't care. They do what they want to do. And if you notice, you have all these little events coming out now, particularly 3 days ago, a Goldman Sachs chief economist came out and essentially said that all the figures coming out of the United States government are lies. This is about CPI, PPI, and on and on and on. Now, that's a political statement. So they've got the big guns out after him, and Goldman Sachs is an elitist company.
So you think the elite think that Bush hasn't been a good puppet and they want Kerry in?
That's right. He's made a mess of things because they wanted to take out Iran and Syria. In fact, the Jerusalem Post this morning said that the rumors are over there that Rumsfeld wants to go after Hezbollah, which is housed in Lebanon and on the border of Syria, so they can draw the Syrian troops in so they can go in and smash them.
Well, they put out official reports where Rumsfeld's advocating the invasion of Syria.
Well, this was just the latest one.
Wow.
And these people are out of their minds.
Well, that's what the Pentagon even 10 years ago, I've had former Republicans, former top advisors to Reagan on, saying that they called the current group the, quote, crazies.
Well, that's a good name for them. Incidentally, I was on Reagan's Speaker's Bureau when he first ran for governor in California. I used to travel all over the place with him.
Well, it's amazing the stuff that's going on, Bob. There's so many other issues I want to cover and people that want to talk to you. But what are some of the things you want to talk about in the next 40 minutes?
Well, I think the important thing is where is the economy going and how people can protect themselves. I think most important thing from my perspective. All the other things lend to it, it's like a part of a mosaic, and you got to put it all together and to come up with a synthesis. And that's why people subscribe to the International Forecaster and read 30 or 40 pages every week to find out really what's going on out there. And there are other good publications, too, but not very many of them. And read books like Don Grandpre's three books on the subject of 9/11, which I recommend in my publication, and books like Ed Griffith's Creature from Jekyll Island and Dr. Stanley Monteith's The Brotherhood of Darkness.
Absolutely. We've got a break. We'll come back, take calls, and go get more into the economy. Everybody stay with us.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years. Make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Oh, I tell you, when there's this much information, it gives you a headache. But bottom line, there is mass criminal looting taking place at every level of government. This is the normal pattern throughout history, and it's happening again. What do we do to stop it? Number one, we get out of debt. We stop being dependent on the government. We develop cadres of people in your area that understand what's going on, who work for liberty and freedom. It's a process, and we're not going to defeat this overnight. But I have to tell you, Mr. Chapman, I see fear in the globalist eyes. I don't see as much arrogance as I did. I'm seeing a massive awakening taking place right now. What's your forecast long-term on defeating this current gaggle of global crooks?
Well, first of all, I think that you're correct in stating that the these elitists, as I call them, are getting very nervous because things haven't been turning out the way that they would have liked them to, and they haven't had the success that they had envisioned with what we call the neocons and Mr. Bush. And so your perception on that, at least as far as I'm concerned, is correct. When you see them in the markets every day trying to make things last as long as possible so they can get all their ducks in order and get the kind of people that they want in office, and you see that they continue to run into trouble because of programs like yours and newsletters throughout the Internet, which is probably the only place where you can get the truth today. And
so they do plan to implode things, but they need to get their police state control grid set up first, and so things are falling apart for them.
And that's correct. And the economic part is very, very important because it brings people into a submissive state. We don't have a job, and you can't pay your bills, and you've been thrown out of your home, and all those terrible sorts of things. When they start happening to lots and lots of people in the economy, and incidentally, unemployment's not 5.7%, it's about 14%, because they don't even count the people who have given up looking, and this goes back for years that people have given up looking. And so the situation now is even worse than it looks. And
well,
so,
I mean, for those that don't understand, I'm cooking the books. I hate to use this three times in an hour, but they're trying to change the numbers where fast food is manufacturing. I mean, the numbers are cooked.
And that's what the chief economist for Goldman Sachs said three days ago, and they probably have one of the best research departments in the world, irrespective of where they're coming from. They are one world, as believe me. But and this is a political thing. And
well, aren't there different power blocks? You have the old line of European money that has let Bush run wild on a long leash to create havoc. Now they say, oh, we've got to have our liberal world government based in the EU, but then they blame Bush for the centralization and the oil grabbing, which they then later take over, which we see with the UN now beginning to take over Iraq.
You're absolutely correct. And there are power factions, and they do disagree with one another as to how things should be run. And they've got think tanks behind the scenes that spend 24 hours a day to billions and billions of dollars at their disposal and millions of people at their disposal, and they're planning day and night on how to do the things that they want to do to us.
And that's where you get the complexity.
The complexity, and you know, people say, well, how can that be? It's this whole study in itself.
The globalists don't manufacture cars or computers. Their job is manipulating, dumbing down, creating false perceptions, manipulating economic trends over decades.
Absolutely, and this has been going on for decades. As a matter of fact, I often say that both sides of every war have been financed by the same people since the 12th century. And people look at you like, my goodness gracious, how could that be? Well, it is. It's the same families, and others have been added along the way. The people who become Rhodes Scholars and the people who become members of the Skull and Bones.
The servant class.
We're the servants of the...
But I mean the servants of the elite class, yeah.
Well, yeah, they call them Sherpas. Sherpas. You know, like up in the Himalayas?
Yes.
The men who do the guiding, they call them Sherpas. Well, they're appointed guides. And that's what Henry Kissinger always referred himself as. And so, yes, they're second-level people.
So they're managers.
Exactly. Managers of a conspiracy.
Well,
and
we'll break
them. And it's amazing when you look at it and you say, well, gee, how can that individual accept and become part of that when he didn't need to? But it's a power thing. It's a recognition thing. And there are many people who get involved.
We'll break, we'll come back, we'll tell people on the other side of this break how to get a free copy of the International Forecaster. And will this free copy be the current issue on the Madrid bombing?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Get your pens and paper ready, my friends. On the other side, we'll give you this toll-free number, and then we'll go to John and Brad and folks in Illinois and Washington, you name it. Stay with you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire. The ring of fire.
We've been changing directions burns, a lot, burns, it's all interconnected. Burns, we'll get more into the economy we're about to go through. A bunch of your phone calls. But before we do that, get your pens and paper ready, because I'll give you the number to get Bob Chapman's amazing newsletter, a issue of it free. But before I do that, I've made 10 films. I've written a book. I published a book. We carry other great books and videos by amazing researchers at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can order via our safe, secure online shopping cart. Again, I've made 10 films. I carry other videos. We expose who carried out 9/11. We expose the bizarre occult activities of the elite. The first hour, I aired Richard Milhouse Nixon from Presidential Tapes talking about, you know, the most horrible, bleep, bleep, faggy thing he'd ever seen at Bohemian Grove, where the so-called Christian conservative leaders go. I mean, you need to see this on video, the bizarre satanic rituals they engage in that I caught on tape. Now, that's in Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. You need to get these materials and get them out to people. There's a toll-free number to get the films or the books on tape or the pro-gun T-shirts. 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The videos are $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours. Order three or more of any of the videos, they drop down to $20 a piece. That's an $18 discount on a three-tape special, $24 discount on a four-tape special, and so on. And it makes this show possible. So again, 1-888-253-3139. Bob Chapman, international forecaster. Again, just amazing information. You've got a lot of info on the economy, what's happening with the dollar, what's happening with gold, but also on the Madrid bombing. A lot of insight in this new issue. How do people get a free sample issue?
Well, all I have to do is call the toll-free number, 877-479-8178. And I'll repeat that. That's 877-479-8178. And they will send it out to you immediately.
That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178. And get real insights into what's going on. 877-479-8178.
And we publish weekly on the Internet, and we do hard copy twice a month.
Great. What are some of the other ways to sign up for it then online?
All you have to do is email us.
And do you have that email address for folks?
Yeah, it's international_forecaster, that's F-O-R-E-C-A-S-T-E-R, @yahoo.com.
All right, and again, 877-479-8178. Let's go to some calls and we'll get more into the economy. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to John in Ohio. Thanks for holding, John.
Yes, though I'm on the left and I have some disagreements with you, I totally agree with your position and others like globalresearch.ca that the neo-fascists and the Bush-Cheney gang are behind the 9/11 attacks. And also beyond that, I believe we've got to realize, as your previous guest shows, that the top corporate military-industrial complex-owned media is really part of this in covering up and trying to disguise a cover-up as an expose, limiting it to saying that this is merely laziness, incompetence, or negligence, when in fact their own reporters have recorded evidence of this collusion. And there's other instances of this kind of cover-up of things that they know full well about. For instance, 5 years ago, all of the media was in Cuba at a three-week tribunal that documented a 40-year war of terrorism by the United States government and the CIA against Cuba.
Yeah, but you can't have a terrorist doing a report on terrorists and the CIA put Fidel in and controls the left and right. Thanks for the call. Bob, you got any comments?
Yes, I do. And I think that a lot of what the people on the left say is true. I just think that we have to come to the middle and meet so that we can save the country.
Well, I mean, the left.
I want to hear about left right things. I want to hear about saving America.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I welcome ex communists. I'll have them into my home for dinner as long as we want to get rid of the bad guys.
That's it. And again, the establishment created these left wing movements to consolidate the wealth. Now that they've got us addicted and domesticated to the welfare society, they're taking that away and transferring all power to the corrupt corporations that are organized crime syndicates that aren't free market. They, the commies and the socialists point at their banker bosses and say, oh, look, capitalism's bad. No, the so-called capitalists aren't free market. They use government. It's organized crime.
Exactly.
Let's talk to Brad in Illinois. Brad, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Alex. I want to make a comment about this sham commission and then ask Bob a question. First of all, watching this commission and Richard Clark, I don't know, Alex, but I smell a complimentary smoke screen here.
I've got the big smoking gun for you, just like Rowley, the FBI agent. Ignore all the real prior knowledge and involvement. Oh, you guys just dropped the ball because you're dumb, then make it a partisan issue.
Yeah, he was being attacked quite regularly there, and I don't understand why Mr. Clark didn't bring up at least two issues. Number one, where was the commander-in-chief on the morning of 9/11 when he was sitting reading a book in the Florida classroom while all this was going on instead of taking action? And number two, how come he didn't reveal that it was the White House itself that allowed him to print his book or publish his book at this time, not his idea? I just didn't understand why he didn't. He had the opportunity to bring those out, and he didn't.
Now, Shakespearean theory. You got a question for the guest?
Yeah, and I have a question for Bob. Bob, I've got some extra cash on hand. Do you advise me buying numismatic gold and silver coins or playing the Forex market and selling a dollar short?
First of all, are you out of debt except for your house?
I don't even have a debt on my house.
Well, if that's the case, then you can afford to go and buy numismatic coins, and they're a very good buy at this time. Forex is foreign exchange markets are a whole thing unto themselves. I was a stockbroker for 28 years, owned my own firm, and if you're not a professional, stay out. You might buy gold and silver shares. Try to find a broker who specializes in, who can help you stay out of the stock market.
Okay, thank you very much. And one more thing, Alex. I don't know if you watched Joe Scarborough last night, but him and Ann Coulter, I've emailed him numerous times asking if he could get you on his show. I would just love to see you on the Scarborough show.
Well, that's an ultra-liberal socialist program of phony neoconism, and I'm sure they won't, but hey, I appreciate the call. Speaking of Bush, again, on 9/11, he saw the first plane hit. Later, he said that he first found out about anything going on while reading the story to the children after the second plane had hit. It just goes on and on, but I thought that we would, re-air this clip, because this is Bush slipping up and not getting his story straight, so here that is.
I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in, and I saw an airplane hit the tower TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, well, there's one terrible pilot.
Interesting, Bob.
That sounds like some bonehead talking. What a silly retort. He obviously knew, he knew ahead of time that it was going to happen. That was the first tip-off to me when I heard that, that all was not right. And the second one was when I saw them blow up the building, professionally, I then knew it was an inside job.
By the way, then the owner, Silverstein, who incidentally, quote, according to the Chicago Sun-Times, a shadowy, secretive group of New York real estate owners headed by Silverstein, just bought the Sears Tower, which magically they say is one of the new big targets. But Silverstein went on to TV and said, oh, yeah, we blew up Building 7 on 9/11. And then there's
right.
No questions about that.
Not now, but there certainly was then.
But why do these nuts slip up so much, and then no one calls them on it? Or is this like an open throwing down the gauntlet laughing at us?
Throwing down the gauntlet laughing at us. But as you said earlier in the program, they're getting a little nervous because shows like yours, what's on the Internet, my publication, others like it, we're really drilling them every day. And, the control isn't what they want it to be. But they do continue to operate in the markets every day. Gold is up $6 almost today, and they are pounding the big gold stocks.
That is trying to hold them down, trying to keep them down. We'll go to some more calls here in a second, but since you bring up Bush, my point in playing these clips is that, his daddy was pretty smart, former CIA director, but it's never a good sign in North Korea where the son of the leader is the next leader. It's never a good sign, in Syria where, Assad daddy gives him power. This is what we face here, and the media really covers this up. Before 9/11, they would make fun of him for it, but now they don't. Here's just a couple minutes of famous Bush clips. And again, there are literally hundreds of these. Here's one right
and
now.
So, in my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it, speech to the nation. I asked Americans to give 4,000 hours over the next, or the rest of your life. Of service to America. That's what I asked. I said, 4,000 hours. There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If you fool me, you can't get fooled again. I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in. And I saw an airplane hit the tower TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, well, there's one terrible pilot.
I think the intelligence I get is darn good intelligence.
You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
There was a honest difference of opinion as to how to account for a complicated transaction.
Transaction.
I'll remind you all that in order to fight and win the war, it requires a expenditure of money that is commensurate with keeping a promise to our troops to make sure that they're well paid, well trained, well equipped.
You're working hard to put food on your family.
We're working hard to put food on your family. So,
it's in the interest of a long-term peace in the world that we work for a free and secure and peaceful Iraq. A free and secure Iraq in the midst of the Middle East will have enormous historical impact.
I just had to do that. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bob.
That's okay. He's just dumb. It's just as simple as that, and he does what he's told, and he hasn't done a very good job at it, not only in his speeches and his communicating, but also in the action of him and the people who they have doing the planning for him. They made a mess out of things.
Well, they have. Let's take another call. Let's talk to Jay Shaw in Illinois. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Thank you for getting my name correct. It's Jay Shaw. I listen to your show all the time. I'm calling in. I've been listening very much to you, Bob. And, I moved to Chicago a year ago after I graduated college and still haven't been able to find a job. I happened to work at Houston's as a server. And I would say that 85% of the people that I work with have degrees and, are waiting tables and underemployed.
Well, hey, according to Bush, you've got a factory, a good high-tech job working as a waitress.
Right, yeah, supposedly.
And that's the new economic, system.
Yeah, and everything you've been playing, everything that he says is such double speak.
The government,
you have to think of the exact opposite.
The government has doubled under Bush, campaign finance reform, open borders, he's going to sign the assault weapons ban, supercomputers to China, signed on to UNESCO, it goes on and on, Bob.
Absolutely. Well, I saw your SeaWorld a little bulletin about how you had to get biometrically scanned at SeaWorld for $8 more.
Well, I refuse, but yeah, if you want to get into SeaWorld, you got to biometrically scan now, Bob.
Well, I haven't gone to SeaWorld for a long, long time because my kids are in their 30s, but that is preposterous. But it's a tragedy that a young person or their family or a combination of both will go out and spend $150,000 or $200,000 educating their children, like this young lady says, and then there's no jobs for them. And plus, they have the bill that they have to pay back if they, in fact, borrow money to get that education.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely awful, and every single day I am reporting they are exporting this job and that job. Now it's legal work and accounting and auditing and patent work. And transcription, and on.
Government jobs.
All kinds of jobs. And it's got to stop. We have to re-erect punitive protective tariffs. And we've had them since the beginning of our country. They help make us great, and we have to get away from free trade.
Well, so-called free trade, a bunch of these countries have the tariffs against us. We just don't have them against them.
That's right. But we have to have a protective tariff, and we have to have the end of outsourcing. If you want to outsource, well, then you got to pay the government so much money.
That's it.
All the jobs will come home, and it'll change everything. And this young lady, like so many young people, will be able to get a job. You know, I want to tell you another thing. Once you're over 40, the companies don't want you either.
I know. You can't win.
It is really dreadful. And people
well,
who
I don't know why you're complaining,
like Alex and I,
ma'am.
Who,
I'm sorry, but I don't know why you're complaining. You've got a good factory high-tech job as a waitress.
Right, which I have been doing for 7 years, all through high school and college, with the thoughts that, you know, as soon as I get out of college, I'm going to leave this job. And, I mean, I'm an honor roll student. I'm actually trying to get into the media. I've done all kinds of media internships. I'm a writer. But, you know, I'm working on my sixth internship right now, where I work for free 30 hours a week. And I work as a waitress in the evening, just trying to make it.
And Bob, and thanks for your call. I'm sorry to hear this is happening to you. Bob, it's getting worse.
Every single day. And we've got to stop it. It's going to destroy our country. It's destroying our young people because they've got nowhere to go. And what are they doing if, you know, in order to survive? They're using credit cards. So not only are they working, the ones that can and can get jobs, but they're running these horrendous debts up because they can't make it in the amount of money that they're making.
Okay, I'm going to give Brett and HW a few minutes here when we get back and give you that toll-free number to get a free copy of the International Forecaster. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
From 11 to 2 Central during the day, back from 9 to midnight, I'm here, I'm your host. Hope you'll call to get a free copy of the International Forecaster at 877-479-8178. Let's take a few final calls. Brett in Washington State, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? We got cut off yesterday.
Okay, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, New World Order, immigration, Israel, or the economy? I'll give you as the honored host of the show to pick the topic.
Well, I mean, the New World Order, I mean, the economy, I mean...
Okay, let's go to the New World Order. What a perfect opportunity with what has happened in the last was it, 3 days ago when they assassinated that Hamas leader? Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Yeah, they assassinated that Hamas leader. You know, Alex, if they retaliate in mass scale, and when I say mass scale, I'm talking not just tens or hundreds, but thousands dead over there, what is Israel going to retaliate with?
Well, hold on. Israel helped found Hamas. That's what they want, is chaos, as a way to oppress the Israelis, a way to oppress the Palestinians. This is bigger than just Israel. Thanks for the call. Comments to that?
No, the situation, I think, is going to elevate, and it's going to get worse.
And that's what they want.
They want an excuse.
That's it. And there was a Reuters headline that the assassination of the Hamas leader actually empowered Hamas. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing? Hi to your guest. Alex, I just want to ask you a quick question, and your guest, if he could comment on, I talked to you a couple weeks ago about this. Jobs are leaving at an astronomical rate. Just want to ask him, now you say, you know, we got to stop this, but is there really, are we to the point of no return right now as far as losing all these? Because
here's one thing we can do. There were laws, and they're ignoring them, or they've repealed them. I don't know if they've repealed them. Where if there's going to be government contracts, it has to be given to Americans. Why, when you call for your welfare check, does the call go to India? Or why is IRS work being done in India? Bob?
I think that you have to go after your congressmen and senators and just work them over and get everybody that you know to do the same thing about the issues that we're talking about. Otherwise, it's going into the streets, and that's the only alternative you'll ultimately have if you don't take a shot at telling them how you feel.
It's unbelievable. Alex, I want to tell you, though, I was a victim of the India thing. I spoke to a gentleman who was actually in India giving me a customer service for a telephone company.
It's amazing. Thanks for the call, Mike. HW in Colorado, you got about 45 seconds. Go ahead.
Alex, hi. I think you guys are ready for talking some philosophy of life, because anything else doesn't make any sense anymore. Technology is a Trojan horse, and world government, forget it, because it ought to be God that works through the 6 billion people.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. I think what HW is saying is we have to change the hearts and minds. The change starts at home. If we haven't become decadent and you know, fat yuppies, they couldn't have gotten away with this if we would have been involved. Bob?
I agree. But we still have to pursue as long and hard as possible, and even if it gets very, very frustrating at times.
Well, yeah, I mean, if we weren't here fighting this and exposing this, things would be a lot worse right now.
The case would have been closed years ago.
Absolutely. I mean, that's history. Bob Chapman, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me again. Loved it.
You bet. We'll have you back. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, and back on Monday, 11 to 2 Central, right here on this same station. And I want to thank the affiliates, the sponsors, the folks running the show, of course, number one, God, and the listeners, for everything. And I just hope we've gotten you to think. We've jumped around a lot, covered a lot of different news and issues. The power elite doesn't care about your life, your standard of living. They want you under their control. They want you broken down and dumbed down. So stop being part of it. Love your family. Spend time with your children. Get out of debt. Get involved in your community. That's how we're going to save this country. God bless you all. See you back tonight, 9 to midnight.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.